Good morning. How are you?
I'm awesome, Liz Harris. Thank you so much for making me get out of bed at 4:30 in the morning. I think it's great. But if I have friends like you, who needs enemies, right? Who needs Democrats and demons when I got Liz Harris in my as my friend?
Hey, thank you so much. So, Michelle, I am so glad that you're on this morning. Can you tell us about what you do, your show, everything that there is to know about Michelle?
We don't have 3 hours, so I'll condense it down into like a real quick soundbite. So my name is Michelle Swinnick. I'm the queen of collaboration and quality content. Nice little tagline there. And we do multiple things, but primarily from a media standpoint, I have a talk radio show and two shows. One is it's called Jesus Rocks. The other is Everything Home. So Everything Home. You can catch us Mondays at 12 p.m. Pacific time. You can catch us Wednesdays for our Jesus Rock show, and that is at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And then over on Brightan.tv, you have a TV show on Fridays at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And then Brightan picks up the Jesus Rock show, which is we're in our 8th week. Which I'm telling you, that show is so powerful. It's actually changed my life. I mean, I even went and bought like jewelry that has a cross on it. Okay, look at my hat. Jesus is my savior. Trump is my president. So yeah, that show has really kicked my arse in all directions. I was like, wow, this is what it all means. Like, that's when you guys quote things, you quote it from that book. Oh, it's called a Bible. I had no idea. I thought it was from the movie, right? Who knew? So, and they pick it up on Sundays at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time. So what the great thing about it is it gives us an opportunity to provide take action items and tips and resources to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. So it's more than just It's not necessarily people are like, Michelle, but your show's kind of political because, like, look at the stuff in my studio. I got like USA. I got like awesome freedom shirts coming from you from the live from the Save My Freedom studios here in Scottsdale, Arizona, Mayor Corruption County. That's Anarchy, Arizona, for those of you who need to pay a little attention on what's going on in the country. People say, Michelle, but it's a political shirt. I said, no. Politics went out the window in 2020 when they shut down your country and took away all your freedoms. And you guys thought, maybe I should listen to them, put a mask on and get a non-vaccine bioweapon weapons injected into my body. So when that happened, all that became there's no more politics because everything is politics because they've infested every area of your life. They've infected and infested every area and control every area. So it becomes life, not politics anymore. So when you change that kind of strategy, I always say you got to reposition your reality. And when you do that and you accept the new world that you do live in, and not new world order, new world that we've now decided that we've allowed the tyrannical forces, the Joe Biden illegitimate tyrannical Nazi regime that is running this country, because we've allowed them to. Remember, we the people have the power, not them. We just keep forgetting that they work for us. So once you realize that things are different and we are in control, and you go, okay, now I understand what this crazy lady's saying. So anyway, that's the media sign. I mean, you said introduce yourself, right, Liz? Do you want me to keep going, or am I over my welcome?
No,
Can I? Am I? Gonna, is this on? Is this on, Liz Harris? Is this on?
you did a great job. You
All right,
speak
thank
so much faster than I do.
you. Well, I could slow it down. Do
Yeah,
you want me to
no.
talk like
You know,
this?
sometimes when we watch videos, we speed them up so we can get them
Mind you
slower.
slow
I
down.
could see me putting you on 0.75 to slow you down.
Well, I'm just taking. Oh, see, my job in life is no more excuses. Okay, I don't want anyone to ever say I didn't know where to go and I didn't know what to do. No. Right? We don't do that here. Like we also say when someone says, "I want to," so I want. Oh, you know what? I'd like to do something. No. You don't say I want to do something. Doing something is getting out of bed. Doing something is putting on your pants. You want to take action. So when you actually say the words, "I'm ready to take action," whether it's in your personal life, in your business life, or in your community. People are like, oh, Michelle, how come you didn't say faith? You got the Jesus hat, you got the cross on, you say faith. I said, here's the problem. The fact that you had to ask where the faith was means you already took it out of all those three components because they're supposed to be there anyway. See, it's kind of like almost like a trick question, but it's really not a trick.
Right.
It's just common sense, just like a common sense cap. It's okay. All right, I'll let you take your
All
show
right.
back.
So let's jump into a special event this Wednesday evening, August 31st. They're at the Pollock Theater in Tempe, Arizona. There's going to be a showing of Selection Code, and I know that you're one of the hosts for that. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to start by playing the Selection Code trailer. And then we can get into why this event is going to be super special. Okay.
Local criminal investigations into Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters' alleged voting machine security breaches continues.
If I asked you this question before the 2020 election, are these voting machines secure?
I would have said yes.
And after the election,
I would have said yes.
What changed?
Tina Peters admits she brought in a consultant to make a forensic copy of the Dominion voting system in Mesa County.
I continue to think that our voting machines are too vulnerable.
Voting machines in Georgia and Texas switch votes from one candidate to another.
Virtually every machine was broken into.
Ballot recording machines.
Voting machines.
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 Voting machines.
Voting machines.
Machines.
Machine.
Machines.
Machines.
Machines, which are vulnerable to being hacked.
There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections.
We've seen no evidence that any of our voting systems have been tampered with.
The November 3rd election was the most secure.
It was the most secure.
Most secure.
Most secure election in American history, period.
The process is very secretive.
These machines are built by private companies, which we don't have a right to know what goes on inside those.
What did you see during the software update?
We've uncovered something that they're afraid of.
We didn't consider the machines.
The information found there is the Rosetta Stone.
They made a mistake and left the evidence in the machine.
And you can hide it as well.
It's only what the programmer tells it to say.
It's literally like the difference between going from pickpocketing to credit card fraud.
These people are being selected, not elected.
It's about who gets to count the vote.
Break down my door, terrorize my family.
FBI, federal search warrant.
What do you remember?
Just my mom being handcuffed by the chief of police.
This is not what we do in America.
You could make it all go away, though. You just keep your mouth shut. You could have your life back.
Can't unsee what I've seen.
All right, so that was the trailer, or the trailer, right?
That is the movie trailer, and you can't unsee what you've seen. You can't unhear what you've heard.
Right, and that's exactly how I feel with all the canvassing we did.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Once you see and hear all the stories, you can't convince me that there's not election fraud. All right, so why don't, do you want me to play the next trailer, or do you want to do a little intro?
Well, I kind of just let's before we do that, let's tell people why it's more than just a movie night, right? So if people are like, well, Michelle, it's and Liz, hey, it's great that we saw the movie, or you know, I don't necessarily want to pay to go see it. It is also a fundraiser for Legislative District 12 and the Lindell Offense Network, or the Legal Fund. You know, that is his organization that takes and helps out people like Tina Peters, who were just doing her job and keeps getting thrown in jail. Well, somebody's got to pay that bail, right? Or they need attorneys, because you're like Dr. Simone Gold, where you get thrown in jail and for 60 days. She's on day, what is she on? Day 34. She did nothing. Day 34 for being in, she's in a non-minimum security prison for giving a freedom, medical freedom speech in the Capitol. Meanwhile, she's done nothing wrong. So he has that fund set up. So some of the proceeds from the money that we're charging for the tickets, which is only $25, not a big deal, in order to go to the movie. But the point of having all this is that it is a grassroots gathering. So it's an opportunity for people who have been on the battlefield. And I call it a battlefield because it's just war. When people realize we're at war, then things will change. So it gives people a chance to see each other, hasn't seen each other in a while. If you're looking to get involved and take action, not do something, because we don't do something, we take action, then this is an opportunity to come meet like-minded people. There's going to be a lot of patriot and grassroots groups there, some candidates that we're running that did not win, because we want to keep their people engaged too, because it's not over. Just because your candidate didn't win doesn't mean that all of a sudden you throw your hands up in the air and the party's over and you're like, I'm not going to participate. No, this is not the time to do that. And there's going to be people there giving take action items that you can do between now and November. And it's really an opportunity to find to be around some like-minded people and have new friends. And we're also doing a live Q&A with Matt and Joy Thayer, who are the directors and the producers of the movie, and Tina Peters. So you're going to be able to ask them questions. It's going to be live. Everything's set, ready to go. So it's more than just the movie, but it's also an opportunity to talk to like-minded people, have questions answered, but then reassured. Yeah, you're like, I swear there's fraud. There has to be fraud. I'm watching the movies. I've been paying attention. I know everything that Liz has been doing with the canvassing for, we're almost at 18 months, 22 months, something crazy. And amongst all this other facts that you've been getting and following from Cause of America and Ash and Holly and Colonel Scott and Frank Speech and Mike Lindell. So you have all of these people and you're going, it's not me, right? Like, I'm not crazy. No, so it's not. It's not a conspiracy. There's no such thing as conspiracies and no such thing as coincidences. So that's why the event is much more than just a movie night. It really is to give everybody, be united, get energized, and let everyone leave with take action items in order to win in November and beyond. And beyond, Liz, and beyond.
So, okay, so are you ready for me to play this next trailer?
Let me give the website so people can go buy tickets because we still have some tickets left. Go to selectioncodeaz.com. It's selectioncodeaz.com.
All right, so let me
and now we can roll.
I hope I have this right.
Selectioncodeaz. So what Liz is going to play, yeah, there you go. There you go. So what Liz is going to play now is the last week Tina had sent me this about 1 minute and 5 second clip of the movie, which is no longer, it's not in the movie. So this is never seen before footage, people. Never seen before footage, exclusive here on the Cause of America, Arizona, Liz Harris show.
And upon examining those
just 10 seconds. I wish I had a producer. Okay.
Well, it's not easy to do what she's doing right now. People are like, well, I can't just push the button. No. It's not like that. Just like get to this point where you're seeing us here. That's not 5 minutes just to make sure that you just don't turn on a camera and go surprise. Yeah.
There's a lot. So I want to make sure I have that website right. Selectioncodeaz.com. That's for the tickets for this Wednesday. Okay,
yeah.
Now I'm going to go to the
trailer.
Yeah.
I mean.
And upon examining those records, there are log files that deal with adjudication. Those are gone.
They're all gone?
All of them? Yes. They would have been gone if I hadn't have done a backup. These people are being selected, not elected. And when the person's vote isn't being honored,
something. And it's all just an illusion.
Something has to change. If I have to hand count every single election from here on out, that's my commitment to the people.
What if it costs you your life?
Then I'll be with my son. I raised the Navy SEAL. I'm a Gold Star mom. Lost him 4 years ago. My blood and his blood is the same. I love this country. I believe this is our last chance to save it. And if we don't get this fixed, if we don't expose what they're doing, I believe we've lost this country.
Selection Code, the movie, is coming to Tempe, Arizona, August 31st from 7 to 9 p.m. And look who is coming with it right here, Tina Peters.
Hey, Michelle. It's so good. It's so good to see everybody. And I'll tell you something, that we have got them on the run. We sincerely do. And this movie that's come out, there's been already, I just heard from the director, already over 1 million downloads of the movie.
Wow.
And that's just in a couple days. So, you know, enjoy the movie. It was it's really a love letter to all of you to get involved. We can do this. We can do this. They are afraid of us and we're going to make this happen. So I will be having a live Q&A after the movie. Enjoy the movie, and we're gonna do this. We're gonna take back Arizona.
Yeah, it is time. You got a fighter here. You got Wonder Woman. Let's go. It's this way. And she's going to be there for the live Q&A. So I encourage you to get your tickets. They're only $25. It's also a fundraiser for Legislative District 12. And proceeds are also going to go to the Lindell Offense Fund. So when you get Tina Peter and they put you in jail for doing your job and standing up, someone's going to help you out with your bail money. So see, this is what it is all about. It's all about coming together and taking action and doing what needs to be done. So come join us. It's also a grassroots gathering of amazing patriots and groups and organizations who are really on the front lines. So if you've been on the front lines, come celebrate. Let's unify. And if you haven't, but you want to be, this is where you're going to go. So go to the website, selectioncodeaz.com. That's selectioncodeaz.com. And I'm telling you, it's going to be an awesome, awesome, fun night. Going to have some great people. We're working on the fairs. They might be coming to the Q&A too. And then look at that. Tina Peters is there. She's the star of the film. It's amazing. Everybody needs to watch it. Say one more thing, Tina, and then we'll let these guys go.
Everybody get involved. There's a place for everyone at the table. And just remember, they can't get us all. Love you guys.
They cannot. So go to selectioncodeaz.com and thank our sponsors, the Save My Freedom Movement, Brighteon.tv, our talk show, Everything Home Talk Show, and theflagshirt.com. So get your picture out of gear over there, theflagshirt.com. Use promo code HOME10 because you want to get geared up. You got to trigger these people who don't like our country and come join us. Selectioncodeaz.com. See you then.
Guys.
All right. That was great.
Thank you.
There you go. All right, so I'm going to put it up just one more time, make sure everyone has it, selectioncodeaz.com. All right, that's great that you actually have a URL and it's nice and simple versus the link with all those letters.
Don't do that. Yeah, that's why I have literally like 150 domain names. So, yeah, I just keep – well, they only cost like $5.98 if you use our promo code, so – why would you not do that and make it easier for people? Yeah. See, again, Liz, I'm just trying. I want to eliminate excuses, right? No more excuses, everybody. This is the time is gone. Pop, poosh. And then we just want people to show up. Like my new definition of a leader is someone who's willing to show up. There you go. You're a leader. Boom. Congratulations. You become a leader.
Even if it's at 5:30 in the morning.
At 5:30. Even if it's at 5:30.
Well, maybe I'm a leader on steroids.
No, you really are. I have to give you accolades and a lot of credit for, I'm not, you know what I think is, I think a lot of people don't realize what has been accomplished when people like yourself, the pioneers who really took the initiative to do things that have never been done before in this whole analysis and review and exposing of the true amounts of fraud that are in the system. And you're one of them. See, when I learned from Tina, and I'm going to come back and give you more compliments, so just bear with me here. Well, no, they're deserved, right? And I'm going to tell them the story. I'm going to tell them the story when you came to our ILD meeting. And I came up with this the other day, cause I've talked to Tina Peters quite a few times off the air. And then I interviewed her and Sharona Bishop last Friday on my show, which is episode 360. That's episode 360. All of my shows are numbered because I reference them because of the content. The guests are pretty amazing. So I want you to be able to I direct you to them because I'm constantly promoting all of that because it's you need to listen, you need to hear, you need to watch, right? And it's not because you need to see me. You don't have to listen to me. You can fast forward through me. It's really the content that comes out of these shows, whether the talk radio show, The Jesus Rocks, or the Bright Tea on TV show. But anyway, what I came up with was that after talking to her, following all this stuff for what, almost 2 years, right? And being around and being and talking to people in person, especially being a precinct committee man in Legislative District 3. And Liz came to our meeting. I'm going to tell you about that meeting that she came to in May of 2021 before people really knew anything. This is good stuff. That's why I'm leading up to it. But my what I realized after just kind of letting this all sink in, when I was talking to Tina last week, I went, you know what? It's not necessarily fraud in Arizona or fraud in this capacity or fraud in this other state. I said, the problem is the entire, and I wrote this yesterday because I was trying to figure out how to word it. The entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes, the whole system. So when you go like this, like they have people say, I'll take that 50,000 or 40,000 foot view. And when you went like that, you went, oh my God, it's bigger than the phantom voters. It's bigger than the ballots. It's bigger than which pen are you using? Because most of the people involved in the system They all know about the fraud. They all know about how it's designed. They all know about everything that it is, that it and how it works, because they're in it. You cannot know. Just like when the GOP says to somebody, if you don't talk about election fraud, we'll get you over the finish line. And then all of a sudden you have candidates that don't talk about it, politicians that don't talk about it because they drank the Kool-Aid. Okay, so that's the world that we're living in. The whole system has been designed to control the outcomes. Thus, selection code. You don't get to control it. You never did. We just now started to figure out. So Liz was brilliant to come up with the canvassing because she's like, well, wait a second. I'm Rand. I was boots on the ground. I have people going out knocking on doors. I know I had the votes, but I didn't win. This doesn't make sense. So,
right. So even though I just want to specify, even though we know that it's a selection, not an election.
Oh, you still got to go vote. Oh God, hell yeah. More so than ever. And it means to be in person on the day of, you need to take that ballot and put it in the machine yourself, because we can't alter the the outcomes, just like Carrie Lake, when we went here with Carrie Lake, because there was an overwhelming amount of people that voted the day of. So you have no choice. You have to. You cannot put it in a drop box. You cannot put it in a mailbox. You cannot put it in a female box. You cannot put your ballot in a trans box. You do not be a mule. Make sure that you go vote day of and you run it through that machine yourself. Don't drop it even in like, right. Go, oh, well, I took my ballot and I dropped it off at the place. No. Old school. Go through that stupid thing with the machine and all this other stuff. Never seen anything like it. And then get your little sticker. It says I voted. But tell them what, and don't forget the pen. Tell them about the pen, Liz.
Yep, you absolutely need a blue ballpoint pen. They're going to try to give you a felt tip marker. Now it's Pentel. It used to be Sharpie, but we need to use the blue ballpoint pen. And the easiest explanation is that blue ballpoint pen, it has a signature to it, and just use the blue ballpoint pen for the security or the sanctity of the ballot, because there's a ton of reasons not to use that felt tip marker.
Well, let's make it simple for everybody. When has any advice or information that comes from the government been good for you? Never. Okay. So it's just like the bills. When the bill says the name of the bill, you can be guaranteed that what's in the bill is the complete opposite. So if it says America's the best and we're going to help all the people, that's the name of the bill. If the bill is going to be anything to destroy the country and really ruin your life, and you don't believe me, just go look at it. Just start with the Patriot Act, okay? There was nothing patriotic about taking away all your freedoms and violating like your Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights. So that's the opposite. So if they say, oh, you must use this pen, hell no, run, grab a number two pencil almost. Like just anything opposite, right? Because it's like what Reagan said. The nine most dangerous words in the English language. I'm from the government. I'm here to help. They're not. So if they get so adamant about anything, or if it's really coming from them, you know it's bad for you. I mean, like, oh, you got to get the non-vaccine bioweapon. Probably not a good idea. Mask, wear your mask. Okay, right there. They tell you, right? Because that's what demons do. Demons have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And then they're all about the symbolism and things like that. So if they tell you to use a certain pen, you use completely just the opposite. So that's right. It. They're not your friend. They've never been your friend. And now we're finally realizing that. Just took 30 years.
That's awesome. So why don't you tell us the story about May 2001, where the first time I met you was in the parking lot.
Yeah, I friendly stalk people, right? I call it friendly stalking because it's like I want to get them on my shows, or I need to be their friend, or this is the reason. It's friendly, and it usually turns out well, right? It's not like it's not like old school stalking where you're at the window and you're like, "Hey, what's going on?" No, it's not like that. So we were going into the legislative district where LD, we were 23 at the time, is LD3 now. It's Mayor Corruption County. It's the largest in the county. Precinct committee, which I highly encourage people to become a precinct committee man. It's how you actually take the country, and you also take your states back because it's the infrastructure of the Republican Party. But we'll plug that in a second. So we were at did you want to say something?
I want to say the largest LD, and you have an incredible amount of Republicans in your LD.
Well, we need more. Because remember, everyone, because I'm like, oh, well, you're a Republican. I said, ah. They're like, well, you have an R next to your name. Ah, here's another one. You got to keep this in mind. Remember, you have your common sense caps on, even though it's early. R next to your name means you're a rhino until you prove to me you're not. I've gotten to that point. I kind of either think, Michelle, you're a little cynical. No. I just have a new reality check because I'm accepting people for what their words are. I'm accepting them for what their actions are. Words have meaning, right? Left has shown us that. They've actually changed all the meaning of the words. They make up words. They make up different definitions. And on our side, so stupid enough, we're like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. What? Men? Why is there a guy in the women's pool? What planet am I living in, right? It's bad enough here. And just even in most of the cities in Arizona, they all voted unanimously to pass that ordinance last summer that it was okay for a man to decide that he's a man or a woman for an hour to go in a women's bathroom or a locker room. And then next thing you know, he's peeing next to a 6-year-old girl and he's got a beard and a dress on. I don't understand how on any planet that actually could be okay. But yet, especially here in Scottsdale, our city council voted 7-0. Great idea, guys. And then guess what? We the people, Americans in Scottsdale, voted 2 of them back in. That person is not qualified to make decisions that have anything to do with anybody's life that's going to happen. It's going to have a good ending. So anyway, at the meeting that Liz was at, and I had heard about her, obviously, because who hadn't at that point, right? She's the canvassing queen. She goes and tells everybody, like, the results of the canvassing. This is the first time that anyone's heard this. And, you're just listening because this is right around the time that the audit had started and people knew. And so you had no idea the extent of it. So she's like, oh yeah, there's 40 people that we found that lived in a PO box. And then there's ones that lived on empty vacant lots. And then, you know, they ended up, you know, they're registered to vote at a church or a church's chicken. And it's just good. I was like, that's a good one. I wrote that one down. I actually wrote it all down. I'm writing this down because I got to tell people my job as a precinct committee man is to alert my constituents and actually get their feedback too when they have grievances, right? When they're PO'd about what's going on, which everyone in this country should be massively PO'd about everything. And can I tell them about the county attorney story?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So then people are getting all riled up now because she's giving them hardcore facts of just so many people that they canvass, which means they go knock on the doors and they ask the person not who they voted for, because that was kind of obvious, right? I think Trump ended up getting 100 million votes or so. And she asked, how did you vote? And like, literally, do you got one person in here or 500? Because it says right here, there's 35 people in your house. And he's like, no, I don't know any of those people. It's just me and my wife. And we voted for Trump. And thank you for coming here. And it's about time you showed up. We've been waiting for you. So that was most of the people's reaction. They were very excited that people showed up because they were PO too. So anyway, she's telling the story about taking all this information, which she had taken it to this is May, because time stamps and time frames and timelines matter, especially when you're talking about all of this election fraud, right? But it's bigger than that. It's bigger than fraud. It's the whole system. So she takes this information to the county attorney like 2 or 3 months before our meeting. So probably March, about right?
Was it the county. Requested in, all right, so there's two things. One is
you met the guy in person and you dropped it off.
That was the recorder, Stephen Richer. So I met with him and then I submitted, he said, well, why don't you turn this information over to us? So just so that everyone has a clear understanding. So what we did was we did a FOIA, which is really a public information request. FOIA is federal. So we did a public information request, and then it came back to me that the county attorney needs to review this request, and they went radio silent on me for a year.
But when you did meet him, this is the story that I think really got people. So you presented him the information, you showed him some of the information, and he looks at it, kind of gets that rut-row face where all of a sudden he's kind of like a little bit white as a ghost. And then you said that you heard this noise. And you're like, what is that? And his leg was shaking under the table. He was getting a little nervous, right?
That's right.
Yeah, this guy's starting to see the sweating. He's like, uh-oh, they caught us. Because he knows, too. I'm telling you guys, they all know. They're all a part of it. They can lie all they want. You have to know because you're in, you're part of the system, the election system. So he goes, well, I think we're going to have to refer this to criminal. And then cricket. So Liz is like, I just handed you everything on a silver platter. And notice how nothing happens. Why does nothing happen? Because they're all part of it. See, it's not that hard when you think of it that way. You're like, well, why is nothing happening? We don't have standing. Oh, you've got lots of standing, but you got everybody standing in your way to prevent you from actually getting to the next step because they're blocking it by design because they're a part of the problem.
That's right.
It's that big.
So other than election integrity, what are you, I know some of your key topics, if they watch your shows, definitely you've made a lot of mention as far as the vaccination is concerned. So that the COVID shot is not even
not a vaccination. Yeah. That's why I say it's a non-vaccine. Because if you say vaccine, then I have to correct it, say non-vaccine, not you, meaning you and understood as you in the brackets, right? Because it's not. So we need to correct everybody's language because the problem when you hijack language, you change definitions and then you change outcomes. And you get to change the whole country, society. That's what the left has done. And I'll back up. Not just the left, the rhinos, the establishment, the elected and selected elite who are running your life. Right? They're shutting your life down, redirecting it, and then they're doing it however they want. So yeah, my show, well, the reason why we focused on that so much is because it's kind of a big deal. Kind of upturned upside down the whole country, right? That's what I said. When they shut the country down in February or March of 2020 is when you literally lost every single one of your freedoms because they shut your churches, they shut your schools, they quote unquote mandated, right? Which mandate's not even a thing, right? I always use the analogy. So I yearn for the days when a mandate meant two guys going and hanging out and having dinner. Like that's the world I want to live in when that was what mandate used to mean. Like, what can I go back to that time period? Because things were so much easier, right? And boys weren't in pools with girls and in bathrooms and all this kind of stuff. She, him, sure, sham, shim, right? Him, she, shim, I, whatever pronoun. I don't understand. It's like they, I mean, with these kids, they're trying to indoctrination, brainwash, right? Right. So then we were on my show and Lucy, who's she's actually the host of Jesus Rocks, which is Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And you can, and 1 p.m. Eastern time. She got so mad because they were talking about these kids. But, you know, the kid has to identify. He has to understand. You have to know his pronoun. She's like, he's three. He doesn't even know what the pronoun is. No less know what his pronoun is. I said, I know. It's crazy. I go, these kids, they think that they're going to identify like that day. They said the day of Halloween, kids usually change their costumes three times before they actually go out at night. And then you're going to take that kid's word for it because today he said he was a girl. Yesterday he said he was a boy. Tomorrow he said, oh, I'm a raccoon, mommy. Okay, right. So, yeah, exactly. But anyway, can I plug my website real quick?
Yes, please.
I'm looking at the time. I know you said we got to go 35 to 50 minutes, 40 minutes. So you already know to watch the movie. I want you to come join us on Wednesday night. It's going to be an amazing event. You're going to meet some really great people. You're going to be able to find the groups, the resources, so you can continue to take action, right? Because this is just the beginning. This is the opportunity for you to change how you reposition everything with your reality in regards to how you view all this, right? Again, it's not politics anymore. It is life. And once you get back onto the battlefield, then things will be able to change. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take we the people because we created this mess, believe it or not. And we are the problem and we are the solution. We created it because we stepped away from the battlefield. I did it for 30 years. The last time I did anything really was in high school, which was 91. And then all of a sudden, 2001, I become a precinct committee man and I'm going back into it. That's a 30-year gap. So that's, and I figure I'm not alone. And there's some people that haven't even done it. So anyway, come join us Wednesday, selectioncodeaz.com. That's selectioncodeaz.com. You'll be around amazing people. Live Q&A, Tina Peters and Matt and Joy Thayer are going to be there. So it'll be a great opportunity. You're going to learn some information because once we the people decide to have personal responsibility and take this country back, take the state of Arizona back, and realize who the enemy is, on what game you're playing, and what battlefield. Because you can't win a battle unless you know what are the rules or lack thereof. Right? That's what I'm saying is when you realize it's not just Arizona and the county recorder and then the ballot and the pen, that it is the whole system that has been designed to control the outcomes. Now you're gonna go onto that battlefield and you're gonna have a whole different attitude. I think now you're gonna all of a sudden be a little bit more PO and you're gonna be ready to take some serious action to win this battle, because that's what it's gonna take. So selectioncodeaz.com, get your tickets. And if you want to come check out any of the shows, you can also see the Save My Freedom right there. I should go see how far. See, like, people don't realize the distance. Like, that's actually like 10 feet behind me. So anyway, Save My Freedom is our whole movement that we're doing. There's amazing leaders that are a part of it. It gives you all the resources, the different groups to join, the different shows that are out there, the different resources and take action, meetings, events, all that kind of stuff of all the great people that are all over the country. So if you want to come join us, go to savemyfreedom.us. savemyfreedom.us. But if all of this stuff is listed, you can join the newsletter, come to the virtual networking events, and many, many opportunities. Get on the text alert. You could text the word action to 91776. Cause of America is part of it. Liz is part of it. People that are part of that don't even know they're a part of it, they're a part of it because we add them to it, because we want you to find all these amazing people and resources. Because I'm not an expert on the canvassing and the election stuff, but Liz is. So I'm just going to direct you to Liz when you want to know any of that kind of stuff. So my goal is to just bring everybody together, plop them into one spot and say, now be friends. Now be friends, do networking. But all of this information and all the shows, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we're live 3 days a week. Everything homeaboutus.com is the main take action menu where all you do is read, scroll, and then click, and it'll get you to all this amazing stuff. It'll even get you to Liz's show in case you figured out, how do I get over here? How do I get to her website? You could get it through us. That's what I'm saying. You pick the category, boom, you go right there.
Wow. Let me just tell you. So I tried putting that savemyfreedom.us as a footer, like I with the other one. And I got, Facebook doesn't like you, do you? It says, fail to post to Facebook. And then it gave me all this stuff because it's against our community standards. They will not allow me to put savemyfreedom.us for all of you so that you get in the footer. They won't let me do it.
So Facebook and Instagram hate me. Okay. So I'm not allowed to live stream. I'm not allowed to live stream, and no one on the planet Earth is allowed to put any of my domain names, website pages, with anything that's attached to anything that I have reserved. Okay. So it's not just like that Save My Freedom, because originally they were coming after Everything Home Talk Show, Everything Home About Us. And then it just gives them a little bit of time, and then they find everything that's attached to it. So that savemyfreedom.us isn't even attached to the other one. So it's just anything that I have been attached to, that you, and no one on the planet's allowed to list it, put it in a private message, put it on a Facebook post, Instagram post, or even in, like, you just proved it right there. And then on YouTube can't stream too. So
yeah.
It's a badge of honor. No one on earth.
That brings us to our 40-minute mark. So Michelle, thank you so much for being here. Would love to have you back anytime. And I think I'm going to be on your show this Friday night. So that's me.
I'm waiting for the confirmation. So was that the official confirmation?
Friday night.
Okay, Fridays. So I got to plug it right now. So Friday, I want everyone to tune in to brighttown.tv at 4 p.m. Pacific time. That's 7 p.m. Eastern time. Liz Harris is going to join me over on brighttown.tv for our live show, Everything Home. And the gloves are off. We're going to get down and dirty. So Liz is going to do a lot of talking, and we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff, and we're going to rip open some wounds here in Arizona, Mayor Corruption County. Cause I brought my list. We didn't get to it today. I got a list here, of people, that we're going to talk about. Cause we're going to do some rhino hunting on Friday. Cause it is time. And I got to get one of those Jumanji outfits, you know, with the hat and then like the rhino hunting. So yeah, tune in brighttown.tv, Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Liz Harris is going to join me for the full hour. How about that?
That's awesome. So thank you again. And then I always conclude the show with, may Arizona be the first domino to fall. Have a great day, everyone. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz Harris.